Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throwhill, could you please share everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brad. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, guys.
Hola, Brad.
All right, Brad, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's do Animalize.
All right, a United flight from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, had to make an emergency landing on Sunday after an animal encounter. Shortly after takeoff, the 153 passengers on board, they heard a loud bang and felt, quote, a significant vibration. And outside of the windows, there were blasts of fire coming from one of the plane's engines. Well, the pilots got the plane down safely about 75 minutes after the fact. Now, the passengers, they were a bit shaken, but nobody was injured. The question is, what was the animal that clearly got sucked through the engine and exited as a fireball? Was it a goose? Was it a seagull? Was it a raccoon? Or was it a rabbit? So goose, seagull, raccoon, or rabbit? What got sucked into the engine?
Were they in the air?
According to this, it's shortly after takeoff. Shortly after takeoff, the passengers heard the loud bang, felt the vibration, and saw the spark shooting out of the plane engines.
Where'd you say it was?
Alberta, Edmonton, Canada.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Thank you. I was like, did I say that right? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yes, you did not.
What do you think, Ted?
I mean, look, it's a plane, so obviously the goose or the seagull makes the most sense. Yep. But it was shortly after takeoff, so it could be a raccoon. I think it's a raccoon that was holding on for dear life.
Brad, I'm taking the same thing. I'm going to go rabbit, though.
Going up, he slips his hands off and falls into the engine.
Yeah.
I'm going with the obvious, the goose.
Goose. Canadian goose.
Okay. Canadian goose.
What's up? We got sucked into the engine there shortly after takeoff. A goose, seagull, raccoon, or rabbit? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories analyze this on Profile. This we had North Canada. And an animal got sucked into an engine shortly after takeoff on a plane. Question is, what was the animal that got sucked in? I guess they had to turn the thing around, or did they just...
Yeah, they eventually landed 75 minutes later.
Okay. Was it a goose, a seagull, a raccoon, or a rabbit?
And Brad, that is a question we posed to you. Let us start with D. Ted Smith and the raccoon. It was not the raccoon.
All right, he's got hands.
Yeah. Brad, you went with the goose because that makes the most sense. It was not the goose, even though that makes the most sense. Miles, you went with the rabbit.
I did.
Because you hate rabbits.
I know a bunny killer when I see one.
And you are correct.
Nice, yes.
I don't know how high
the
plane was.
Kill the rabbit.
I don't know how high the plane was, but just the idea, it was after takeoff. So to your point, Ted, this rabbit was holding on for dear life.
As long as he could.
As long as he could, got sucked in that bad boy, and that was it.
That was Elmer, right?
Yes.
Kill the rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now for all TV news, all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Stephen.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Ted Smith.
The...
There you go.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
As people wait for a new pope to be chosen, people have to watch the Sistine Chapel chimney for white smoke. That means a new pope has been chosen. Black smoke means no new pope yet. Anyone else get the feeling that Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson came up with this idea?
That's a V. Ted Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, it was me. Still black. No new pope.
Ah, man. Find another one.
What's the guy's name? Pizza what?
Pizza Ball. Pizza Balla.
Pizza Balla. I want him, man. Pizza Balla?
Have you seen this guy?
I haven't looked at the odds on the new pope.
Okay, well, he is one of the guys in contention, and his name is literally, his last name is Pizza Balla.
I think it's just insane. When I grew up, there was just...
There was John Paul.
The second.
Yeah, because he was around forever, man.
Right, and now it seems like we're getting new ones all the time. According to a new report, air traffic control in Newark Airport lost all communications with planes for over a minute. It's getting to the point where maybe we should clap when the plane lands.
Foul.
Yeah, foul.
Yeah, it's foul.
According to a new report last week, air traffic controllers at Newark lost all communication with planes for over a minute. It's getting to the point where we really should clap when the plane lands.
Developers of the video game Grand Theft Auto have delayed the release of its sixth installment. Apparently, in the beta testing, they couldn't get anyone to steal the Cybertrucks.
I'll say foul.
Foul.
Myers.
Developers of the video game Grand Theft Auto have delayed the release of its sixth installment. Apparently, during the beta testing, they couldn't get anybody to steal the Cybertrucks.
They pissed a lot of people off by pushing that off. They've been waiting forever for Grand Theft Auto
really?
6. And then when they hear it, it's like, next year. Like, outrage.
Burger King is facing a lawsuit after alleging their Whopper hamburgers are smaller than advertised. Meanwhile, Burger King's legal defense is that the king has divine power and doesn't recognize any courts.
Defense win.
Fallon. Fallon.
Hey, get this. I read that Burger King is facing a lawsuit alleging that their Whopper hamburgers are smaller than advertised. And meanwhile, Burger King's legal defense is that the king has divine power and doesn't recognize any courts.
Yeah, it's not smaller. It's just you, honey. All right. So last night, after taping a brand new The Podcast out now, started flipping around and I found a new show on A&E. I don't have to go to the A&E well.
Yeah, I don't go there much, man.
This one's simply called Stadium Lockup.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Can you guess what it's about?
So the stadiums, they have the jails in the bottom.
And stadiums.
All right, but it just follows one team.
Philly.
Nope. So Philly was famous because they had an actual courthouse
right
underneath the vent, right? They don't have it anymore. But every stadium has, like, little holding cells.
Yes.
Like, I've had friends that have been in them for getting caught, like, underage drinking right back in the day or whatever.
Dumb stuff. But yeah.
Philly was the only one that had a court. So it is kind of interesting. They call it Stadium Lockup. The Cleveland Browns.
Really?
Yeah. So, honestly, I was kind of expecting more mayhem.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I'd watch the show and have this opinion of it. But, like, they do a really good job. Like, there's, like, security, and then there's, like, the actual cops.
Sure.
Right? But they also follow around, like the EMTs, right? So there is EMTs all over a stadium at certain spots, and then they just have a couple dudes that just kind of float around.
Yeah.
And it's basically what you think, right?
Drunk and stupid.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, what else are they going to put you in? If you do something that bad, they're going to take your ass somewhere else. But I feel like you drank too much. You need to be here.
It's also kind of amazing when you watch that show, how many, and look, it's a tough balance, right? We were talking about this on the podcast a few weeks ago. Alcohol is such a weird thing in our country, in most parts of the world, because a lot of these incidents are alcohol.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
But on the same token, it's like, it's everywhere, right? And it's part of the culture. It's like, go to the games, drink beers, you know? Some of them are just kind of old people falling over. Those ones aren't as exciting, except the one woman had fallen over and she had broke her wrist. So they're like, you need to go to the hospital eventually, but here's some Motrin. We'll put it in a sling. Right. And he looks at her and he goes, so we could stay for the second half? And she's like, you. And he's like, I'm kidding. But yeah, I was watching that.
He tried.
But it is kind of that odd thing with booze all the time because it's everywhere. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people drink it. So they do a very good line, right? They know people are getting drunk.
Yeah.
They're also kind of smart, right? Like, they jump from game to game. So the first one is the first game of the year, and they're like, people are going to be fired up.
Of course.
It's the Browns, though. So by halftime, they're already losing. And, like, the head of security, he's like, geez, we need to score a touchdown. Just keep it close. Because when the things start going bad.
Does it get worse?
It gets worse.
Or do people leave?
No, it gets worse because people, you know, at that point, when your team's bad and you're losing, people start, you're always going to have interactions with the opposing fans. But when your team sucks like the Browns do, those people start fighting with each other.
Okay.
Also, I want to give a lot of credit to some of these drunk dudes that got in these fights. Almost every episode, they don't end up pressing charges. Nobody really gets messed up too quickly.
Right.
But also, as somebody who, you know, had a run-in at an airport once, and I remember the woman just looking at me. She just pointed her finger over her mouth and was like, shut up and sit down.
And you'll be fine.
Right. And it was fine. Drunk people, I watched a guy last night. He talked his way into getting arrested.
That's what happens when you're drunk a lot of times.
And even credit, like, there's a couple cops there they show that, like, the one cop's just, you could tell he didn't want to be there. He's just like, yeah, we help eject him. Also, don't vape in the seats. That's a lot of it. They're catching people vaping.
Yep.
But I don't know if every stadium has this, but they have zero tolerance. So they're just like, no. This isn't a warning. You're out.
Right. Gone.
Plus, also, everybody knows that's what bathrooms are for.
Jesus.
But yeah, some of these drunk people just talk their way into it. Now, the good thing is, like I said, it's kind of a fun show. You see all the aspects.
Sure.
There is cameras everywhere in stadiums now.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get away with stuff. Like, you know, like if you go to a Seahawks game, they're very strict on no tailgating in the north lot.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. There's cameras in the north lot, too. Try to tailgate. They're going to catch you. But also, at the end of every episode, they show a stat of how many people were there.
All right.
And you'd be shocked. they have a ton of interactions. And generally, it's like 15, 16 ejections.
That's
like,
not bad like out of 70,000 people, right?
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Because at first, I was like, oh, this is going to put NFL fans in a bad light. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's good. It's exciting. You can laugh at the idiots.
Sure.
Like, the one guy, right, he got in a fight with somebody else, and then he just wouldn't stop running his mouth. They put him in the holding cell, and then he peed in there.
Oh, come on. So, yeah. My question is, hopefully they'll address this later on, but when they kick someone out for good, like you are permanently banned from whatever the name of that stadium right. is, Paul Brown Stadium, how do they know if you don't buy a ticket in some other means or your buddy's got a ticket for you on
his
phone?
All right, so here's the thing. Browns fans are very good fans, right?
Yeah.
So 95% of their stadium is season ticket holders. So that's what a lot of the interaction is. Even when people get thrown out for something as simple as vaping and they realize, like, they're pissed, right? And I get it. Like, you don't get a warning, you just get thrown out. But
also, that's they the
always,
rule.
And they will always ask the head of security. Like, the one drunk guy was like, that's my buddy. I have the season tickets. And he's like, and they're straight up. They're like, look, if you got to leave with them because you're together.
Yeah.
But if you leave right now, then we won't. Nothing else will happen.
Okay.
Because that's right. mostly what, and I get it, right? Like, if you have season tickets, you don't want to get banned from the stadium. No. Miles, I don't know how they used to do it, but
Disney World does it. I understand their recognition.
The facial recognition is unreal. And then the other thing, too, is frankly, like, you don't even have to sweat, like, the cameras in the stadium. It's like every stadium puts that announcement at football. Text us this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So if you're vaping or you're cursing up a storm or whatever, you know what I mean? And with the cursing or whatever, they kind of give them a warning. But, like, or, like, one guy was just puking his brains out. Ow. And then they're like, hey, you gotta
go, man.
Yeah. And then there was one chick that was hammered. They get a call. They go over. She is beyond hammered, right? And they're like, hey, like, we got to call a friend. Like, you can't, basically, they're just like, we can't legally let you leave, stumble out of here.
Okay.
Because you're going to fall and hurt yourself, maybe. And some of them just talk to the people and they go, or, like, you just sit down here, we'll give you water. And, like, most of them are like, okay, I get it.
They're just sober.
This girl wouldn't stop. And she's like, oh, my friend James. And then James shows up.
James.
And she's, like, so hammered. She's like, I don't want to leave. I hate you, James.
Oh.
And after, like, 5 minutes, like, they speed it up. But finally, he goes, okay, I'll stay for the game. And she kept going, I want to get arrested. And the one, like, head cop who's the captain, he's very good, right? He talks to people. Then he gets that tone of, like, do not forget, I'm a captain in the police department. I am not security. And she's like, well, then arrest me. I'm tired of it already. No, and, like, no. shoves him. And he's like, okay.
You got it.
Yeah. But, yeah, pretty good series. It also makes you realize how bad the Browns are. Like, the head of security, he's always like, can we score so people don't get upset?
Nope.
And then, yeah. But, like, they had, like, a Thursday night game, and they're just like, here we go. It's the weekend. Nobody has to work tomorrow because it was around the holidays. They're like, people are going to be messed up tonight.
Yeah.
There's a halftime show with the lights going out. I'll tell you what else was interesting. They knew what like YouTubers and Instagram kind of dudes were in their stadium, and they're like, look, they do these things, they run on the field, sometimes they have agreements, we turned down their offer.
Okay.
So remember, a lot of stuff you see on the internet's not real.
Sure.
And he's like, we turned down their offer, but we know they're in the stadium, so like, keep an eye on them.
Okay.
Damn.
I watch all these shows, man. I like the to catch a smuggler and this and that. Like, just
to know. Catch a streaker.
Yeah, if you're in a stadium or an airport, A, there's probably a camera on you.
Mm-hmm.
B, forget the plainclothes cops. They have the regular cops. They have plainclothes cops as well. Like, it's very hard this day and age to get away with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. We got Mother's Day coming up. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Traditionally, you take your mom to brunch.
Seems
and maybe
like
you
thing.
Watch a movie with old mom. So this is a good list of the best movies to watch with your mother on Mother's Day. What would you guys watch with your mom on Mother's Day?
Monster-in-Law.
What's that?
Monster-in-Law.
Oh, damn.
Monster-in-Law. All right. Didn't make the list.
Oh, replay of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, no kidding.
I know she would like the marching bands, all the stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm trying to think of good mom movies.
I mean, this is just me, but I'll tell you one movie my mom and I love is Blue Streak.
Okay.
With Martin Lawrence. You ever seen him, Mike?
No, sir.
Oh, underrated comedy.
All right. I like Martin Lawrence. He's funny.
Yeah. Stepmom's on the list. Mommy Dearest.
Mommy Dearest with your mother on Mother's Day?
That's deep.
The Parent Trap?
Ooh, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Parent Trap was fun.
Pride and Prejudice?
No.
Jeez.
Lady Bird?
I don't know that. Is that a Barbara Streisand movie? That sounds like
it's from 2017. It might have been a remake.
You're Googling Lady Bird. It just sounds like something I don't want to see.
Movie.
I mean, I can remember from my childhood a movie my mom would watch all the time was Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
Magnolias. Mongolians.
Steel Mongolians.
It does not look fun. It's a rated R movie.
I Lady bring Bird. The beef.
Lady Bird, a fiercely independent teenager, tries to make her own way in the world while wanting to get out of her hometown of Sacramento, California, and to get away from her complicated mother and recently unemployed father.
Can't watch it. No.
God.
Yeah, Mamma Mia?
Okay, that makes sense.
Here's the bottom line. Honestly, just suck it up. If you're going to watch a movie with mom, watch one of the crappy ones she likes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whoever her hot guy is, just watch a movie with that.
Exactly.
Who did it? Let her have her moment.
Who's your mom's hot guy, Miles?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, I mean, I'm sure she's got an answer if I ask her.
I'm sure.
Well, my mom has Tom Selleck. Thrills mom, of course, that's the gecko.
Gecko. Yeah.
Which got me. Who told you that?
Well, back in the day, she used to like Burt Reynolds, but I mean, he's kind of a. No longer around. But
you could still, like, Burt Reynolds would still be her guy, even though Burt's not around.
Yeah, she liked him.
It doesn't make me like Susan Sarandon any less that she passed away. True. You know?
Yeah,
she's still alive.
Susan Sarandon?
Suzanne Summers.
Susan
Sarandon. What am I talking about?
Wait a minute. Jesus Dude, she's Christ. Dead?
Breaking news.
No. Spoiler alert.
Wait for the news. Hey, it's happened once. That's it. It's coming back.
It is. Also, real quick, speaking of hot blondes like a rough with.
Oh, God.
Pamela Anderson was at the Get Mala.
Met Gala.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Get Mala. I mean, those letters just get flipped. And she was there. She's in her 50s. She didn't wear makeup. And people are all, you know, like, oh, my God, what happened to her? This and that. It's like, listen, celebrities are still real people. And for dudes, I will say this all the time, like, women wear makeup, right? Even, like, the women you think aren't wearing a lot of makeup, they're still wearing makeup.
If they do it right.
Unless you're married to somebody, it's very rare you're going to see somebody without any makeup on. Like, good for her. I still think if Pamela Anderson got herself all put together, put on all that makeup and showed up, she would still look like she still looks like Pamela Anderson. Bottom line, I'm still in. Stop hating on Pamela Anderson, all right?
I will still punch that clock.
Yeah. But the show I was talking about, A&E, if you have your Xfinity cable, you can just talk into your little controller and say Stadium Lockup.
Okay.
Stadium Lockup.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Fishermen in Yemen will be having both lamb and fish for dinner tonight. Meanwhile, a woman is pulled over with a raccoon in her car. High as a kite. Barrett, Colorado opens car door looking for valuables and loose change. Being naked and hiding in your ex-girlfriend's shower with a knife. It's pretty strange. And a Nebraska man somehow rolls his car over in an alley. And the pics are pretty impressive. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We're going to Ohio, where superheroes go to rot. Officers shared body cam footage of an arrest that they made, stopping a woman in her car and informing her that she had a warrant out. She complied with the arrest, but when officers got back to search her car, they found something unexpected inside. A raccoon sitting in the driver's seat. We covered this earlier today, holding onto a crack pipe. The officers giggled about the interesting sight, but ultimately needed to coax the pipe out of the critter's hand to submit it for evidence. After a short bartering session, they were finally able to relieve the little guy of his vices and search for the rest of the car, which turned up plenty more glass pipes and a whole lot of meth.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, he just grabbed another pipe and just started going down on that one, too. I just need my fix, man.
Come on, man.
Let me do what I'm doing. Leave me alone. In other news, creepy story out of South Carolina, another one that we covered earlier today. A man was arrested for breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home, but don't worry, he's got a good excuse. The story goes that the two had been arguing over text. And he wanted to soften the mood a little bit. And what better way to do that than to break into her detached garage apartment while she was not home, cover his face with a pair of her biker shorts, arm himself with a knife, and hide in the shower until she got home.
To answer your question, there is no better way to deal with that.
Absolutely. After she arrived, he came out of his hiding spot, taunted her with the blade, eventually shoving her against a wall and simulated slashing her throat with the knife, though it never made contact. She defended herself by striking the knife out of his hand, only to have him double down by grabbing her around the throat and proceeded to strangle her.
The whole ordeal ended when she was able to remove the facial covering to discover who it was, at which point he yielded, saying that the whole thing was just a joke and that
I'm
he just wanted to talk.
I'm funning you.
She didn't take it quite that way and ran to the family, her family, who actually lives in the house on the property, and called 911. The man was arrested and faces some serious charges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. It's joking.
Right. So when were you going to end the joke?
Yeah, exactly. You strangled me.
Right.
That's when I started thinking, oh, maybe this is not a prank.
Yay, yay, yay. To Colorado, where springtime brings different dangers. Someone shared their Ring camera footage to social media, which was eventually shared as well by the local news media, showing a break-in. The footage is trained on the homeowner's car sitting in the driveway when someone comes sauntering into the frame, a bear that was on the search for a snack. Without the slightest difficulty, the bear uses the door handle of the car to open up the rig and start searching around for any snacks that might have been left in the car. They said that they didn't know the extent of the damage to the car, but local authorities issued a warning to the public that with spring comes bears out of hibernation on the search for food.
Ah, yeah, good point.
Basically saying don't leave anything in your car that is any kind of snack food.
Anything.
Lock your garbage cans up in the garage.
But at least the bear used the door handle. Watch out, the bears, they just touch the window and it blows open.
Right.
And they still get in your car.
It takes nothing. But honestly, the ease that bear had, like, it looked like it knew exactly, like it had done it that day. Like, oh, hang on, I'm just going to jump in the car.
Okay, question. Did you hear an before it opened the door?
No.
It even had the fob.
He had the fob. That would be kind of awesome. Hang on, man, I just got to go grab the snack out of here real fast. And just, I started thinking about that. I'm kind of glad that I live in an area to where I don't have to worry about bears walking out into my doggone car. Because I leave stuff in my car all the time.
But isn't it always a trade-off? You know, like, all right, sure. So maybe there's car break-ins in the neighborhood versus a potential bear. But I feel like if someone's breaking into my car and I run outside, typically they run away. The bear, yeah. I'm not running outside.
That bear will run away if you run outside.
What if he's in the car?
Well, then he'll get out of the car and he'll bail out.
I don't know, man.
I'm not positive you don't live in an area where a bear could show up.
You think down there in Tacoma?
There's got to be bear sightings in Tacoma before.
Bears are everywhere.
I mean, we've had deer running around in the streets. We've had coyotes out there. But a bear, yeah. I wouldn't put it completely out of the realm of possibility. No. But
I love that video a couple years ago. The family in Pennsylvania doing a picnic thing. And got food on the table and everything else. This bear just saunters up, puts his paws up on top, and it's like, here, dude, have a bologna sandwich.
Sits on down at the picnic table.
Basically pretty much like, how you guys doing?
Thanks, bro. Pass me a beer, would you?
Right. Well, I mean, they know how to get into a car, open the door.
Yeah. Right?
Surprised they just don't take a nap in there and spend the night.
Being a bear's rough.
I'm going to put my seatbelt on here.
Just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Colorado for more animals that like storm drains. Authorities got the call when a kitten was found stuck inside of a local storm drain, and fire crews arrived on the scene. They uploaded the rescue onto their social media pages, showing themselves removing the cast iron cover to the drain and fishing the kitten out of the quote-unquote tight spot.
Did you see how cute that cat was?
That was a very cute little cat.
Oh, that cat killed me. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to take his bad boy home. The guy, I mean,
You emailed them, didn't you? Like, send me the cat.
I just looked at that thing and went, man, I am a sucker for stuff like that. That cat looked just like perfect.
It's hard to be an ugly kitten.
Well, but you're in a storm drain. You know, he's kind of.
You're not looking your best.
Yeah, I admit that. He had this look on his face like, God damn it.
Come here, little boy.
That's probably exactly what the cat was saying.
You are my man right there. I like you.
We'd have seen Miles out in front of that storm drain for like an hour.
You look just irritated. Like,
come on, little buddy. Come here.
Like, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
Come on with me, man.
My bad.
They used the post as an opportunity to praise the sense of community within the neighborhood residents and emergency crews. Good times. Men's Room Sports, major comeback in the ninth inning last night for the Mariners as they dropped a 2-2 tie in the bottom of the eighth to all but secure the series win for the A's, only to have Cal Raleigh come up to the plate in the ninth with the bases stacked, knocking a line drive up the first baseline to bring two back home, ultimately finishing the game with a win against the Athletics 5-3. They wrap up that series with the rubber match earlier this afternoon, and they pulled ahead in the later innings once again to win it 6-5 and take their ninth consecutive series.
That is insane, man.
You guys still suck. You're going to lose it all in August. I'm going to keep on this hill until I'm wrong.
Hey, it's working so far. I say you stick with it.
No, it's not, Ted. It's failing miserably. They're on the road tomorrow as they come back to host the Toronto Blue Jays throughout the weekend. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, there is more baseball over on MLB Network. Ooh. NBA playoffs on TNT and True TV, and NHL playoffs over on ESPN if you want to go and check those out. Playoff hockey is absolutely doing exactly
Watch the Blue Jays without a packed stadium for a change.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's go.
Get a ticket. That'll be easy.
Yeah, baby.
far as your weather, pay close attention here, folks, because this is going to be the forecast for the next couple of weeks. We're going to have plenty of, partly cloudy skies bringing things down to the mid-40s tonight. And tomorrow we got partly cloudy skies with highs in the low 60s tomorrow. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkinson.
We'll see you next time for the return of Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The head chef is back in the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.